USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States intelligence is tracking threats against Americans abroad every single day. Pompeo was also pressed about reports that Russia placed bounties on the heads of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Talking to reporters, Secretary of State Pompeo insists President Trump is well aware of the risk that Russia posed to the United States.
President Trump has been serious about responding to this in a way that protects America, keeps Americans safe, and every day working diligently to make sure that we keep our soldiers safe.
Senate Democratic leaders are proposing extending the $600 unemployment bonus payment beyond its July 31st expiration date and having it phased down based on state unemployment rates. Some business owners say they're having a hard time getting their employees back to work because they're making more on unemployment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Unique items for strange times. That's PatriotDepot.com. For instance, when you and your friend are playing your favorite drinking games via social media, while listening to Joe Biden babble about nothing, you can win in style with your Trump 45 bullet shot glass, and then cope with that hangover by pouring some coffee in your Trump camper mug. PatriotDepot.com is the place to find these and more. Remember promo code USA. They even have the Trump lawn gnome to keep you company. This is the site for all of your favorite MAGA merchandise. So many other exciting products are at PatriotDepot.com or call 844-377-8052 using the promo code USA for a great discount. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. And don't forget the promo code USA.
The first of the month means minimum wage hikes taking effect in states across the country. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Pay goes up today for minimum wage workers in three states and 21 cities and counties in America. Minimum wages are going up in Illinois, Nevada, and Oregon, and 21 localities, including 13 in California alone. The pay hikes are expected to be a big help to Americans working in restaurants, retail, and other low-paying jobs who have been hit hard by the state shutdowns of non-essential businesses because of the coronavirus pandemic.
More than 20 people are under arrest for various offenses in Seattle's CHOP zone. The protest zone in Seattle is being broken up by police. Police also are tweeting about some of the disturbing things they're finding, including a man who had a metal pipe and a kitchen knife when he was arrested. Improvised spike strips were also found in the area. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A new study from the Pew Research Center says 65% of U.S. adults say they have personally worn a mask in a store or a business in the past month. There still are some people, though, who are against wearing masks and think they don't need to wear them or feel they don't help or not effective when it comes to fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Paul DeChuro. He's a breathing performance specialist, and one of the things we discuss is the effectiveness of masks during the coronavirus pandemic.
I do think people should be wearing a mask. At the very worst case scenario, you are minorly inconvenienced. And it is highly likely that you're helping to stop the spread of the virus and infect others. So,
DeTuro also tackles some of the falsehoods we're seeing regarding masks.
As far as the myths that are running around, how it affects your breathing. Yes, it absolutely does affect how you breathe, but not in the way that people think it does. It doesn't change your oxygen level. In fact, your body has no receptors that tell you how much oxygen is inside your body. It only knows how much carbon dioxide there is. Some people are worried that they're too high a level of carbon dioxide. But the truth is, for most masks, it forces people to breathe quicker than they normally do, more rapidly, in a hyperventilation pattern. And they actually breathe out more carbon dioxide than they're supposed to. Their carbon dioxide levels drop.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.